Hi guys, this is Corinne again. I'm going to be talking about cooking since there's no theater or film to talk about at this time. So I am really loving cooking with an air fryer because I like the crunchy taste of fried food without the calories and oil. And an air fryer can make fried chicken, sesame chicken, you name it, extra crispy without adding oil. You're not adding any real calories to it and fat, so you're cutting your fat by about 80%. I haven't been using any oil in my fried cooking. And today I was like really craving, for the last couple days I've been craving sesame chicken. My air fryer broke and I got a temporary one, which I thought would be just temporary because for some reason air fryers don't last a long time with me. But I got a one on sale on Macy's, a Bella, which is small, and it's not digital, it doesn't have any of the bells and whistles, but I was happy to report that I used it for the first time yesterday, and it does a great job. It's 1.6 quarts and fits on my small little kitchen counter, which is, I bought a fancy stainless one. It was 5.8 quarts, and it was really a fancy one, but unfortunately too big for my space, so I couldn't use it, so I had to return it. So I got a really inexpensive $19 one on Macy's during the 8th of July sale. So I got it, and I used it yesterday, and today I decided to try to make like an easy version of sesame chicken. It was so simple. I just bought, when I was on Amazon last time, I bought frozen chicken tenders with vegetables as the crust, and I basically just preheated the air fryer for like 2 or 3 minutes before I put them in, and then I added a very small amount of chicken tenders that are already breaded, and to that I added some Asian spices. So I added ginger powder, I added minced onion, garlic powder, some parsley, and a little mustard seed. And I cooked it on each side for about 6 minutes on 400 in my Bella air fryer, and came out extraordinarily crisp and crunchy. And then I basically took a knife and cut it into small little pieces and added some honey barbecue sauce, very simple and easy, on top. I didn't want to do it in the air fryer because I'm afraid of breaking my air fryer, so I just added the sauce in a bowl and mixed it on, and then I added some more ginger powder, some garlic powder, and some sesame seeds. It was absolutely delicious. You would have thought it was crispier than Chinese takeout. No oil, no unhealthy additives. It was really delicious, and the whole, I mean, it was a very small amount that I made. It was 200 calories. And I guess with the barbecue sauce, it might have been 300 calories. But I didn't taste a difference. In fact, I think it was better than any Chinese takeout I've ever had. I'm going to be experimenting a lot with these recipes. I'm going to post a picture of it. And I hope you make this. It's so easy. In an air fryer, this whole dish took me less than 15 minutes to make. It was economical and not, it wasn't obviously health food, but it wasn't fattening because I didn't use fattening oil in this dish, and it was really tasty. This is Corinne reporting for the Broadway Showbiz Network, Cooking with Corinne in Quarantine. Until next week.